Today we celebrate one of the most familiar events in the Bible, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. And church school children across the country on any other year would be processing down the aisle and waving palms back and forth. Children, they have a wonderful way of being in the moment, don't they? But as we get older, we think we get wiser. Probably our biggest mistake in life right there. It's that wisdom and a great deal of hindsight which many adults use to see the road that lay ahead for Jesus. In light of all the adversity that is to come this week, many find today to be a backhanded or dark celebration. Sure, Jesus entered Jerusalem, they say, only to be tortured and crucified. Recently, I read an article about an amazing entrepreneur. An amazing entrepreneur that had me spellbound. Bob Williamson lives a very good life now, but his story unfolds like an epic soap opera on camera. By the age of 12, he had started drinking, and by 17, he was already in serious crime and drug use. As a teenager, he went to 19 different schools, hopped freight trains, and hitchhiked all across the country, joined the military, and got court-martialed 6 months later. He ended up a homeless drifter, a vagabond living on the streets. He carried a .357 Magnum and lived off bank robberies and forgeries in New Orleans. His life on the lam, though, ended in a car accident that nearly killed him. While he was laid up in an Atlanta hospital, he befriended a nurse. She would check out books for him at the library. It was there and then that Bob Williamson read the Bible for the first time, wanting to disprove it. Instead, he became fascinated by it, seeing the compassion in Jesus, not the condemnation he had been taught of at a younger age. That experience changed his life. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What he wanted to do more than ever was change his life, and he did. He stopped drinking, quit drugs, took a job, and got married. He worked his way up from the ground floor to a management-level position in a major paint company. When he got bored, he borrowed $1,000 and started his own paint company, which grew to 64 employees. Ultimately, he went into manufacturing, publishing, consulting, and retail stores. Then he found out that his controller had embezzled everything. He had already been through much worse in life, so he started over. Eventually, he built a successful software company, sold it, and was building a spa and resort in Florida. We make a big mistake when we focus solely on the adversities that Jesus would face and fail to see the culminating exclamation point. No doubt death followed his adversity, but ultimately, this is a story of resurrection and hope. Through his resurrection, Jesus overcomes the adversity that he meets after entering the city of Jerusalem. God doesn't allow adversity and even death to have the final say for Jesus. And he doesn't for any of us who believe. We see this throughout the Bible. In the book of Acts, God sends the disciple Ananias to meet Saul in person during his conversion. Saul, you may remember, had been threatening torture, persecution, even death to the disciples of Jesus. Ananias had to be concerned, had to be fearful of his own life. And yet, he goes anyway at the instructions of the Lord. God gives his followers the strength to overcome their adversity. We learn in the Gospel of John. We learn in the Gospel of John that after the crucifixion, the disciples are found hiding behind closed doors. They have locked themselves up in fear of the Jewish leadership. Would the disciples be the next to be crucified? What happens? Christ appears, giving them the strength to overcome their anxieties, their adversity. Out of this seemingly hopeless situation comes the beginnings of Christianity and the foundation of the church. When I read today's gospel reading, I wondered how the disciples felt, those that were sent into town. They had to be thinking, "Oh, great, he's asking me to steal a colt. What if the owner catches me? What should I do? Should I fight him? What if I get killed? What will happen if the authorities catch me? What am I going to do?" But it was their faith in God that allowed them to overcome their adversity. Jesus himself knew of the adversity he faced coming to Jerusalem. He's just entering the city of Jerusalem, and already the Pharisees in the crowd are saying, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." It is the first sign of what is to come. Jesus answers, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." In other words, it must unfold this way. If Jesus were to cave into fear of the adversity he would soon face, the world we live in today would be completely void of Christianity. It is his trust in God the Creator that allows him to overcome the struggles he will face. In the resurrection next Sunday, we are given hope and the strength to overcome our adversities, no matter how great they are. What is it that we must do? We are asked to believe and place our faith in God. That's the reason that we celebrate. If we have faith like that of Jesus who came before us, we can overcome all our adversities. It was Bob Williamson's faith in God that allowed him to overcome more adversities than most of us would face in an entire lifetime. Now he says, "My mission for the rest of my life is to help people, to convince people never to give up hope. I've been there. I was a junkie. I was into witchcraft. I nearly died in a car wreck. If I can overcome what I did through the power of God, then anyone can. I know a lot of secular people out there don't want to hear it, but I'm sorry, I just don't care. As Christians, that's what we need to hold on to with the same conviction. I just don't care. I believe that with God in my life, I can overcome any adversity.